You're listening to Real Country WZQZ. This is Jimmy Holbrook here with you in the WZQZ newsroom, and I have Joe Schulman with the Georgia Department of Transportation with me on the phone this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, I know that you all are very busy, and you have been busy for quite some time, haven't you?
Yes, we started treating the roads, the state highways and bridges, really Friday morning, and we've been out there treating. We've got crews working. You know, right now we're also looking at debris on the road as well as those winds are picking up.
That's right. We've had a couple of pretty widespread power outages in our area this morning, and that's something that we could see regardless of how much snow or freezing rain we get. We could still have problems because of the wind advisory that's in effect.
Right. Right now, for us, that's the big concern, is the high winds. It's going to impact our crews as well. If those winds get really high, it's going to slow down our ability to get to incident, whether it's clearing roads, treating the roads, or moving debris off of the roads.
Right. Well, of course, one of the first things that people always ask us here at the radio station is, what about Taylor's Ridge? And I would assume that is one of the areas y'all have been concentrating on.
Yes, we have treated it, and right now it is open. But the main thing we're telling people, you know, is to stay home right now. Let this weather system pass through. We are treating the roads, but it's still dangerous out there with the freezing rain and the sleet and the wind. The best thing you can do right now is to stay home, give our crews space to work, and let those who have to be on the roads, first responders, people who have to work, let them be out there. But if you don't have to be on the roads, stay home right now.
All right, sir. We appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Yes, thank you, and you guys stay warm and safe.